Well, now it's time for question of the week, and James Titko has been buzzing to answer this for listener Sarah.
I live in an area with a huge number of mosquitoes that I take every opportunity to kill. I assume that the ones I kill are the weakest and least cunning, which is why I can catch them. Am I, in fact, just creating a master race of mosquitoes by killing off the weakest ones? Thank you.
Now there's a thought to make your skin crawl. So would whittling away the measliest mosquitoes really be having a big effect on the population as a whole? To help us find the answer, I got in touch with Lawrence Hurst, Professor of Evolutionary Biology at the University of Bath.
Thanks, James. In short, I think the answer to Sarah's question is no. The notion that swatting a few mosquitoes will result in a master race of mosquitoes is not a problem, at least not a problem I would worry about. So it is known that broad-scale measures in which a sizable proportion of a population, and note sizable, are affected and can cause rapid evolution. For example, hunting for prized specimens of a number of species, mouflon, for example, or elephants, for large tusks or large horns has led to selection, for example, favouring shorter horns or shorter or indeed absent tusks. Similarly, broad-scale administration of insecticides has led to the evolution of insecticide resistance in many insects, including, in fact, in mosquitoes. Now, the difference between these situations and the mosquito whacking that Sarah is evoking is the scale of the enterprise, meaning the proportion of the population affected.
So you're right to deduce, Sarah, that swatting the weakest and least cunning mosquitoes might mean the mutations associated with these characteristics are not inherited by as many future generations.
However, the reason that this case is different from the others is that a minuscule proportion of the population is affected. And because of that, the strength of selection operating on the average mosquitoes is itself absolutely minuscule. So in a way, Sarah, actually, you've answered your own question. If there are a huge number of mosquitoes where you live, the proportion that you're likely to whack is tiny. And because of that, the strength of selection operating on the mosquitoes to be more or less cunning is immensely small.
So there you have it, Sarah. Allow yourself to swat to your heart's content. Thanks to Lawrence Hurst for helping with that one. Next week, we'll be answering this question from listener Joanne.
Hi, Naked Scientist. Just wondering, why do we have bodies of salty water and fresh water? Surely over at the millions of years, rocks will have been dissolved and we'd have salty water everywhere. Just wondering. Thank you.
Well, that's a great question, Joanne. And if you know the answer or you have a question of your own for that matter, do please email us. It's chris@thenakedscientist.com. You can also have your say on our forum at nakedscientist.com/forum.